Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic. A Royal Commission has found that Victoria's mental health system needs to be rebuilt. The Commission's report says the system does not meet the needs of the people. There are 65 recommendations in total. One is the appointment of a Chief Officer for Mental Health. Another suggests creating 50 to 60 local adult mental health services to help people get treatment close to home. Royal Commission Chairwoman Penny Armitage says things need to change urgently.
The mental health system has catastrophically failed to live up to expectations and is woefully unprepared for current and future challenges. The 2019-20 severe bushfire season and the COVID-19 pandemic have shone further light on the pressures on the system. Personally, I was shocked by what I heard and what I saw during the course of this commission.
Victoria's Premier, Daniel Andrews, has promised to implement all recommendations. Listeners seeking mental health support and information can contact Lifeline on 131114 or Beyond Blue on 1300224636. The federal government says it faces a tough task in implementing 148 recommendations by a Royal Commission into Australia's aged care system. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt told the Nine Network the government is determined to improve the sector. He says the government wants people to have confidence in aged care.
We've got a lot more to go. An ageing Australia has become the reality. At the same time, the legitimate overdue expectation of better care and stronger care. And so we called the commission because we wanted the truth.
Federal Minister for Aged Care, Richard Colbeck, said there could be an aged care tax. He says extra funding will be allocated in the May budget. 25 Medevac refugees are being released on bridging visas today in Brisbane. 23 people are from Kangaroo Point and 2 are from the Brisbane Immigration Transit Accommodation. 25 were also released yesterday in Brisbane. More people will be released in Sydney and Darwin. Refugee Action Coalition spokesman Ian Rintoul says there are around 70 more people affected. He says they are suffering from anxiety.
The people who are left behind are being given no idea about, you know, whether they are going to be released, you know, this week, next week. There's no reason why they should be in detention at all.
Tasmania's Holocaust Education and Interpretation Centre will get $2 million in funding. The federal government says the money will help the community better understand the Holocaust and its impact. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg spoke to people at a synagogue in Hobart.
Yes, you are a small community, but you are a community that can trace its roots back to the early 1800s. And here in this wonderful, remarkable synagogue, the oldest synagogue in this country. Tasmania should not be the only state in the country not to have a Holocaust museum, because the students in your schools need to understand what occurred in the Holocaust.
The University of New South Wales wants people from multicultural communities to take part in a survey. The survey is about the risks of beach drowning and injury. Water safety is a big concern in Australia. People born overseas are involved in a quarter of all drowning deaths in the country. Most deaths happen at the beach. Mark Woods is leading the study, and he says researchers need more information.
The survey is aimed at trying to find out what they know about dangers at the beach, their swimming ability, what they know about staying safe at the beach, because like anecdotally, we think that they might come to Australia with very little knowledge of the beach.
The first part of the study needs people from subcontinental Asian communities in Australia. It will later include members of other communities. You're listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic.